My God and my life. God is the author and creator of all life. Now my life is a gift from God, and my life story is unique. It's my distinctive life, partly because I'm a particular individual with my own DNA and personality traits, and partly because others will not experience life exactly as I do. So my distinctiveness is something that I should treasure. It's God's special gift to me. And so he looks at what he's made and he says, surprisingly, well, that's good. You know, he knows me intimately and he cares for me all through my life. The book of Ruth shows us what it's like to be human. This morning we look at Naomi to try to understand our purpose and worth in life that comes when it is seen in the context of our relationship with God. Now here in the book of Ruth we have a story of a migrant family settling in a foreign land among people of different faith and cultures. Because of the famine in Bethlehem, Naomi, her husband and two sons moved to Moab, where things were much better. They settled down and the family felt accepted in the new community. Her two sons married local girls, Ruth and Orpah. They were foreign girls, Gentile girls. And the weddings no doubt brought much joy, leading to strong family ties between Naomi and her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. You know, we know, don't we, from our own experience that life can be full of fun and joy, and that it can sometimes be tough. Well, for the family in Moab, the mood suddenly changes, and we see death, and loss, fear, and grief. Laughter has turned to sadness as the three women fall on hard times. Having lost their husbands, Naomi, Ruth and Orpah experience an even stronger bonding. They show care and loyalty to one another that reflects God's character. And then Naomi gets news that things have improved back home in Bethlehem. And so she decides to return to her homeland, but fears the young women may not be welcome there. And then as they start back for Bethlehem, Naomi tells them to go back home and stay with their mothers. She kissed them goodbye, but Ruth and Orpah wanted to go with their mother-in-law. And again Naomi told them to return to their mothers. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye and does what she's asked. But Ruth stays with Naomi and declares allegiance to her God. Remember those words? Wherever you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. There was something about Naomi that touched Ruth, and so she wanted to stay close to her mother-in-law. Perhaps it was because of Naomi's faith, or because she would know the ropes back home. You know, the fact that Naomi was of a different nationality and an older woman didn't matter to Ruth. Now, no doubt there were times when they didn't relate to each other, but with Naomi by her side to guide her, Ruth could avoid the pitfalls of life. And in Bethlehem, a foreign land for Ruth, she will be unlikely to understand the significance of her and other people's actions. And so Naomi would be the eyes and ears of Ruth in a world that she didn't know. Well, Naomi had lived 10 years in Moab. She too had lost her husband, and so she knew and understood where Ruth had been. She also knew where Ruth needed to go. But all that Ruth needed to do was to have the courage and humility to follow. Now, our lives may be a gift from God. They are also an adventurous journey. We need the courage to follow him. Well, for Naomi, recent life-changing events had left her with low self-esteem. And we know from our own experience that life, as we've said, is sometimes tough. And it dealt Naomi many blows, so much so that when she arrived in Bethlehem, her self-image was at rock bottom. Ruth, chapter 1 and verse 20, people barely recognized her. And she felt unworthy of her name, which means pleasant. And she was possibly ashamed of her bitter feelings. At this point in her life, she felt that the death of her husband and sons, together with the resultant poverty, were in some way her own fault. But there was no evidence for this, but she concluded that God was condemning her. Now, when bad things happen, we too are affected psychologically and spiritually. And our ability to think rightly about God, ourselves and others is skewed. There are times in life when trouble comes and we don't understand why. God seems so distant or silent. He feels far away, and we begin to wonder if he likes us or if he even cares for us at all. And perhaps we wonder whether God still loves us or even likes us. And we feel bewildered, hurt, unworthy, and our self-esteem hits the floor. It's interesting to note from this story that God here is establishing the family which was to produce the world's saviour, the Saviour whose birth we will be celebrating shortly. He chose a beautiful girl, Ruth, and he led her to Bethlehem with Naomi, and he made her the bride of Boaz. And by doing so, God adopts Gentiles into Christ's family. And so we find that Naomi was related to King David. And you know, even this descendant of hers described himself in Psalm 22 as a worm. No, he also felt unworthy and he lacked self-esteem. And he was taunted with the question, "If the Lord likes you, why doesn't he help you?" David felt abandoned by God, and he could only fall back on previous knowledge and experience to sustain his faith. Now, such silence from God is hard to bear, isn't it? But all we can do in such circumstances is to do as David did, continue believing that God keeps his promises, and try to learn from the experience. Now, we humans are vulnerable people, but it's reassuring to know that God is big enough to accept our humanity and our doubts. Now, when life is good, we feel positive. We feel positive about all things and about ourselves. And it's easy to believe that God loves us, that he likes us and he cares for us. Because at such times we feel lovable and we feel likeable. But when trouble comes, or we are worn down by criticism, by our sense of failure, or by sinfulness, we may soon believe that we are not likeable. Because we know what we're like inside, our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings, and our actions. Of course, sometimes we can accept that God loves us, and the evidence is there in Jesus, and yet we still find it hard to face the question, does God like me? Well, he certainly likes what he's made. He likes the unique blend of talent and gifts and personality that makes me me and you you. And when we decide, when we devalue ourselves or believe we are no good, we are being ungrateful to God for making us special. Somebody called Mike Iaconoli, in his book Yak, 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 anybody read that? Well, he wrote this. He said, I've always known God loves me, but I've wondered to myself whether God really likes me. Does he like my emotions and my ups and downs? Does he like my imperfections? Does he like me? No, I don't want to know that he loves me. He says, I want him to say that he likes me and enjoys being around me. Now, we might put those questions another way. Does God really accept me? Am I really forgiven? Does he know how unworthy I am? Well, the answer to all those questions, of course, is yes. He does accept you. You are really forgiven, and he does know how unworthy we are. Now, motivated by love, God sent Jesus into the world to save our lives and to ensure that we live eternally. God is gracious. He forgives and accepts believers, and he gives direction and purpose to their lives. But difficulties and doubts still arise for us Christians because we remain frail and human beings. Now, Christians, we carry our personalities with us. But our morality and behaviour may change, of course, in response to God's call on our lives. Now, that was certainly true for Paul, whose life was dramatically changed by an encounter with Jesus, but whose personality remained largely the same. But yes, difficulties and doubts still arise for Christians because we remain frail human beings. And low self-esteem can be crippling, and it prevents us from living life with God to the full. But Paul challenges us to think realistically about ourselves so that we can live lives of service to God. And Paul tells us in Ephesians that realistic understanding will mean that we will share God's pleasure in our own worth and uniqueness, that we will accept our limitations as fallen but forgiven followers of Christ, and that we will walk humbly with the Lord, knowing that it is by his grace that our lives have been saved through faith. A self-image based on such an understanding of ourselves in relation to God will strengthen us to face life's problems. Now, the book of Ruth is a story of ordinary people facing ordinary events. And the story indicates that such lives are not insignificant to God. He knows us by name. He is aware of our relationship with one another. He knows every detail of our lives, and he cares for each one of us. Well, Naomi maintained a relationship and faithfulness to God in face of huge pressures. In utter despair, she continued to worship God, who never let go of her. And surely this inspired Ruth to follow Naomi's God. And in her mature years, Naomi continued to praise God because she felt that God had renewed her life and given her the sustenance that she needed to face old age. And so may it be for all of us, knowing that we are special and that God delights in us. Amen.